Hey, Les Paul and Mary Ford and Woody Herman and his orchestra are at the Armory. Let's go to town. Corporal Eddie Carter of the National Guard opening up the Armory so that you can join my buddies and me for a wonderful show, including music by Les Paul and Mary Ford.
As the guitar maker said to me, Eddie, we'll string along with the guard anytime.
After a line like that, we'll be lucky if the guard doesn't string us up.
Not anybody like you two.
Somebody play some loud music quick. This just gets worse.
Mr. Herman's sentiments are those of our band of the month, Woody Herman and his orchestra. And the music will come along right now with Les and Mary and Auctioneer.
Auctioneer, I'll buy that dream. I'll pay the price to get that dream. What is love but a sale where you bid and buy? Maybe I'll fail, but I'm aiming high. Auctioneer, I know love's worth, and if I could, I'd offer the earth. But for a start, let me offer my heart. Going once, going twice, auctioneer, I'll buy that dream.
It must be pretty tough for a veteran just out of service to adjust himself to civilian life. Take the matter of looking for a job, for instance. How many civilian jobs can make use of his military experience?
Not too many, I'm afraid, Les. But there is a way a veteran can cash in on all that know-how that he got in the service.
So there is, come to think of it. The National Guard's looking for men with their experience, isn't it?
Yes, and the Guard is willing to make it worth their while, too. If any of you recently discharged veterans haven't considered joining the National Guard, you'd better give it some thought. It might be the answer to your problems. When you join the National Guard, you'll not only have a big head start on the fellas without your experience, but you'll be making darn good money. To be specific, you'll get a full day's pay for about 2 hours training every week, plus full pay for those 2 weeks at camp every year. And you'll be earning that while serving with your friends and neighbors in your own hometown unit, which means that you can hold down a job at the same time. It's a good deal, fellas. So get all the dope about it from your nearest National Guard unit.
Eddie, would it be fair to say that when it comes to promotions, the sky's the limit in the Guard?
It sure would, Woody. Do you have ulterior motives in a question like that?
I sure do. I'm just looking for an excuse to mention the sky so that we can play Celestial Blues.
The excuse, the sky, and the audience are all yours.
Know that Woody still has a touch when it comes to the blues, Eddie.
You're so right, Les. And speaking of touches...
Sorry, Eddie. Mary handles all the money.
But no. I just was going to suggest something with a South American touch on the guitar.
Well, Les handles all the guitar details, Eddie, and he's worked out something called Turista that might fill the bill.
Have you ever thought about how terrible a surprise enemy air attack on your community would be? Well, it could happen, you know. And right now is the time to do something about it. If you're a veteran under 55 years of age, you can help prevent such a catastrophe by joining an anti-aircraft unit of the National Guard. Then you'll be trained and ready to take your place beside the permanent Guard anti-aircraft crews when and if an emergency arises. So if you're a veteran under 55 years of age, no matter what branch of the service you were in, Join your hometown's anti-aircraft unit now. Your local National Guard unit will give you all the facts about how you can help defend your community against a surprise enemy air attack. Clear the aisles and move back while Woody Herman and the band play Moton Sway. Again a week from now, where my buddies and I will gather to hear more music by Les Paul and Mary Ford.
There'll be more by Les, I promise you.
And can I assure you there's a Ford in your future?
The future will also include our band of the month, Woody Herman and his orchestra.
I'm having the clarinet wired for sound to compete with Les.
All we need to make the party complete is a promise from all of you to meet us here at the Armory a week from now. How about it? Meanwhile, this is Corporal Eddie Carter, speaking for my buddies in the National Guard, your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you everywhere.
Here is your announcer with the address of your National Guard headquarters.